Swansea Doherty, estate agent and proprietor of the Squilly Arms Hotel, is privately following up the news that the McFinney Foundation of Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, may be intent upon providing funds to restore the alleged ancestral home of President Hoover at Drumskittrick. He's kept this news from local schoolteacher and historian Vivian Bull, now Mrs. Samuel Hawthorne, expecting that she and her husband will shortly be moving to a manse in Scotland. But the most significant occurrence in Ballylennan has been the death of Canon Friel, who'd been on a course of acupuncture, administered by his housekeeper, Peg Sweeney. The manual telephone exchange, operated by Vera McConkie, at the back of her sister Muriel's shop, has been kept busy with messages of sympathy. Ballylennan, 1955.
Ballylennan call office, number please. Oh, Mr. White, will I put you through to the presbytery? Yes, Miss Sweeney's there, his housekeeper. Oh, the Lord have mercy on him. No, I don't think he had any relatives except a niece and none in Roehampton. Right, I'm putting you through. Miss Sweeney will be very pleased that our public representative... Oh, is that you, Peg? Ah, oh, poor Peg. Mr. Terence White, TD, on the line. Goodbye now. Ballylennan call office, number please.
Hello, Miss McConkie. Is your sister there?
Oh, hello, Mr. Doherty. Yes, my sister's in the shop. Now, hold on. Muriel?
Yes, Vera?
Mr. Doherty's on the phone.
The switch is very busy this morning, Vera. I suppose the news has got around.
There was an announcement on the Vindicator, but the funeral is postponed a couple of days. There has to be an autopsy.
Oh, that's very bad. Oh, poor Peg.
Oh, Mr. Doherty, my sister, take your call now on the extension.
Oh, is that you, Mary?
Hello, Fonzie.
I think we should call a special meeting of the Development Association, Mary, as a mark of respect, like. And I suppose we should send a wreath.
My sister and I will be sending a wreath from ourselves. How much do you think the association should spend, Fonzie?
You say a pound?
Well, they'll all be ordering pound wreaths from Miss Liddy. Perhaps we should say £1, 2 and 6.
It'd have to be a very good wreath at that figure, Muriel.
Oh, she'd add a few ferns, I suppose, to make it stand out. What kind of flowers?
Oh, I leave that in your capable hands, Muriel. Something eye-catching, but not too bright, no. Too bright would be wrong.
Yeah, brown chrysanthemums, perhaps. Not yellow.
Oh, definitely not yellow, Muriel. No. And then, when we passed a motion of condolence and stood for a minute's silence, wouldn't that be the thing, huh? We can pass on to other matters that might happen to be raised.
Have you any in mind, Fonzie?
No. Well, nothing that won't wait. See, there's this American lady, Mabel, whatever she's called, and the matter of the McFinney homestead.
But, Fonzie, you said we should have nothing to do with her, nor any outsider poking into our private concerns.
Yes, I know I said that, Muriel, but, you see, I was thinking maybe we shouldn't dismiss the idea till we know more about the background.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't bring it up if a certain person is present.
Oh, she'd hardly be. No, she's too busy packing her belongings and his for Scotland.
Well, that's all for the present, Muriel. Good luck.
Goodbye, Fonzie. I think Fonzie Doherty is very ill-advised of anything to do with this woman from Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, Vera. Were you talking to Peg Sweeney?
I've hardly had a chance with all the calls I'm putting through to her.
She has it in her mind the acupuncture she was given the canon could have killed him. She must be in a terrible state.
But if she did, who is to know? Didn't I pull the wee needles out of his leg before the doctor arrived?
Oh, yes.
Number, please.
This is the operator in Cummock. May I have Ballylennan 6, please?
Certainly. You're through, Cummock.
Hello, Ballylennan Manse here, Reverend Hawthorne speaking. Really? Yes, you certainly may. Difficulty. Well, are you able to say what kind of difficulty, sir? My curriculum vitae is correct in every detail. Letter. Thank you. I'll await that with... Goodbye. Oh. Vivian? Vivian! Vivian,
I don't know how we get all these books into that crate.
I've just had a most disturbing conversation with Mr. Allen from the Lochwinnoch congregation. He seemed to be questioning something in the letter I sent them about my earlier ministries.
There was nothing wrong in that letter. When I was typing it, I took careful note of the contents.
Contents? Vivian, you oughtn't to be climbing on the table.
I couldn't reach the top shelf. These books haven't been dusted for years.
Yes. No, think of the consequences if you took a tumble.
I have a very good head for heights.
Heights. And I think you ought to take your breakfast in bed.
We'll see about that nearer the time. What was this person saying that has you looking like Lot at the gates of Gomorrah?
Gomorrah? I thought their only objection, and it was a slight one, was to my single state. And now that's been rectified, thanks to you. They're writing to me, he said. By the tone of his voice, I have a feeling it's going to be unpleasing news. I wonder if we should go on with the packing.
Of course we should. Faint not, nor fear, the Lord is near.
Yeah.
I was thinking of putting that hymn on the list for Sunday. What's wrong?
I have a very sudden and inexplicable craving for pickled onions.
Attention now, please, ladies, ladies and gentlemen. We can dispense with the minutes of the last meeting and proceed to the business of this one, the very sad business. Miss McConkie, are there any apologies?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Guard Gallagher, I won't keep you long. I know you have an appointment with the inspector.
It's to do with the traffic and the parking for the funeral. There's a fair crowd expected.
And rightly so. Mr. Bonner, will you be covering this meeting for the Vindicator?
I will, but won't be until next week, because this week's issue is full of obituaries, so it is. There's people dying now that never died before.
Well, I'm sure we can count on you to give a full report of the remarks that will be made here today.
I'll give it as full a report as I'm left.
Right. Well, now, Mr. McConkie, are you sure there was no apology from Reverend Hawthorne?
Reverend Hawthorne always sends an apology because he's always too busy to attend. This is the first time he's forgotten.
Ah, and Miss Bowle, Mrs. Hawthorne.
The former Miss Bowle never missed a meeting. So, yes, it's very strange she hasn't sent an apology, Mr. Chairman.
Maybe the one thought the other was sent the apology jointly, now that they're living together.
Are you all right, Mr. Bonner? Is your throat at you?
A fierce tickling of the larynx.
Right. We'll proceed so. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my melancholy duty to propose a vote of sympathy on behalf of this association on the recent death of our beloved parish priest, Canon Eugene Mary Friel, a native of Kilmacrennan. Canon Friel was educated at the Diocesan College Letterkenny and served as curate in charge of Dunkinilly until he was appointed to Ballylennan in 1915. Man of wide interest, his later years were sadly marred by ill health and...
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, am I going too fast, Miss McConkie?
No, but I need to know who the vote of sympathy is addressed to.
Who? Well, the parish, I suppose.
We'll have to send it to someone. And I think we should also send a letter of sympathy to poor Miss Sweeney, his housekeeper.
I second that.
Oh, she got a terrible shock, Chairman. My sister and I were visiting at the time she found the poor canon, and we had to give her a sip of brandy.
She was visibly affected.
Oh, yes.
I'll put that in the column.
And if there was anything said at the autopsy, I think we should have a letter written to say that Miss Sweeney was devoted to the canon's welfare. Devoted.
Autopsy? Guard, what's that about an autopsy?
Well, if a person dies unexpected, like, there has to be an autopsy. That's the law of the land.
But your death was expected.
Or if a person dies in suspicious circumstances.
Suspicious? What's suspicious?
No, nothing suspicious.
What are we talking about then?
I only said this association should put in writing a message of condolence to Miss Sweeney and getting in something like, if it wasn't for her kindly attentions, he'd have died years ago.
Ah. Well, I move that Miss Bacanti here be entrusted in the writing of such a letter. Now, those in favour?
Aye.
Right?
I was thinking, shouldn't the vote on the late canon be addressed to Bishop?
Look, it should, of course. I never thought of that. Now, shall we stand for a moment in silent prayer?
Yes. I never heard anything about an autopsy. I should have been at it, so should.
It may have been a private autopsy.
There's no such thing. When is it?
I think it must be over by now. Only a formality,
look,
of course.
Look, we'll have a minute's silence now, if you please.
I'd better inquire.
Well, you can wait for the minute's silence. We must observe a minute's silence. Who's that? Come in.
May we come in?
Come in, Mrs. Hawthorne. Oh, and Reverend Hawthorne. We were just going to have a minute.
Excuse us for being late.
Not at all. We'll find a seat. Here.
You can take mine. I must get the result of the autopsy, so I must.
Oh, it's Mr. Bonner. I didn't see you on the low couch.
I don't know why the editor didn't assign me to that story. Good ideas.
Oh, I'll see you later, Mr. Bonner, about that other...
We were delayed by a sudden gush from the downpipe.
Mr. Chairman, my husband and I would like to take this opportunity of thanking the Association for your kind message of congratulations on the occasion of our marriage.
Marriage?
Well, it was a genuine message worth repeating. And I'm sure the other members of the committee will wish you many fruitful years away from Ballylan.
I hope I'm not too late to bring up the matter of the conversion of the old courthouse. We've let it slip from the agenda over the past few months.
Mrs. Hawthorne, you see, the committee has decided to defer all normal business in view of the recent sad demise of the late Canon Friel. Now, will you all rise, please, for silent reflection.
You can try it on the fitting room, Master.
Thanks, but I'm not sure of the length. Is it too short?
Or a bit young?
Is Mrs. Pollock not in?
No, Miss.
Hello, Miss McConkie.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Hawthorne.
Isn't it very sad about Canon Friel? My husband has just written a letter of condolence to your bishop, and I think your sister's going to write to Miss Sweeney from all of us in the Development Association.
She told me.
I suppose you're looking for a morning outfit.
I'm going to try this one on, excuse me.
Yes, Mrs. I'm looking for something black that will wear. Something rather loose in front.
There's some here in this rack.
Oh, yes. As pants the heart for cooling streams. Da 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 da.
I can't get this over my head.
Oh, Miss McConkie, I'm not actually attending the funeral. I'll be in the organ loft with Guard Gallagher because he wants me to accompany his solo. But naturally, I must be appropriately dressed.
Oh, look, this is far too tight around the here. And I think it's a bit on the short side. Perhaps I better try the coat and skirt after all. Oh, thanks.
Are you a difficult fit? I'm a very difficult fit. My shoulders are surprisingly narrow. Did you ever notice that?
No, I didn't. Look, I'll try this one on. Excuse me.
I'd have run myself something up on the machine, but there isn't time.
Here you are, Mrs. Thanks. I'll slip into this, if I may. Did you hear about the autopsy? Isn't that dreadful?
To think they'd do a thing like that.
Why? Did you hear anything?
How do you mean?
I was present in the house when the poor canon, may perpetual light shine on him, passed away. I happen to know that Miss Sweeney did everything possible for him.
I'm sure she did.
Well, she did. I'll take the coat and skirt. Will you parcel, please?
Yes, miss. Thank you. I think I'll take this dress.
Yes, miss.
There's good wearing in a coat and skirt.
I'll only be wearing it the once.
Oh, I'm going to make mine last. That can be quite becoming on other occasions.
You didn't, hear any rumours?
What kind of rumours, Miss McConkie?
Oh, well, rumours about
Who will succeed the late Cadden?
Oh, I'm not really in the way of hearing these things, Miss McConkie.
Father O'Flatley's name has been mentioned, but I think he's a bit immature.
The Lord's will is sometimes difficult to comprehend.
What's that, Mrs. Arthur?
Who would have thought to see Ballylennon bereft of its two pastors at the same time? Poor Canon Freel, deceased, and my husband, moving on.
But isn't it better than passing on?
It isn't often we see you down at the station, Fonzie. Did the car break down?
No, the car's outside.
I thought you might be going on the shopping excursion to Derry.
I am not.
Well, if you were, you missed it.
Yeah, you were saying, Stumpy, that the Catholic Church owns that land at Drumskittrick. They bought the old McFinney farm.
I did, aye, and I'll go outside.
I took a look at that tumble-down cottage that's on it. No more than a shack. Someone keeps an old goat inside. Anyone would pay money to get rid of it.
And there's nobody as stupid as that, Fonzie, so there's not.
Wasn't Karen Field the contrary man to go and die on the day I wanted to approach him about buying that old cottage?
You'll have to speak to the curate in charge. And what would he know about it? A big head of steam, that's all he is.
Of course, it'd be up to his oxen with the arrangements for the removal and the funeral. It'd be days before I can get near him.
I think I've often remarked, so I have, when people are busy with something like a funeral, that's the time to get them on some other matter.
Would you say so?
It's a thing I've often remarked.
It's a thing I take well into account. Stumpy, your blood's worth but.
Hello, number, please. Oh, hello, Letterkenny. A trunk call from Sulphur Springs. I think I know what that's about. Will you put it through, please, Letterkenny? Hello? Hello? I'm finding it very hard to hear. The distance. No, Miss McConkie of the Development Association is out at present. She's assisting with the floral tributes for our late parish priest. Certainly I can. Mrs. Maybelle McFinney. Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. McFinney, the McFinney homestead is still extant, as you say, and I know there are advanced plans to restore it, but I believe there's a delay on funds. I think I heard Miss McConkie say they were hoping for a fairy godmother, but there aren't many of those around nowadays. Yes, oh yes, it's a beautiful homestead, though I haven't seen it myself. Certainly. I'll tell my... Miss McConkie that you inquired. Thank you. Goodbye now. Whew.
Forget the rallentando. It makes all the difference to the emotional impact of the ending.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Hawthorne.
I hope the organist at your church won't be put out by my taking over for this item.
Oh, no, Mrs. Hawthorne. She hates playing, and she only knows the one tune in the organ anyway. Adnesti Fidelis. Well, I think...
No. My husband should be back in a few minutes, and we'll have a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you. Have they found a new teacher to replace you?
I hear there's a gentleman who's interested, about to retire from some big school in Dublin, and fancies the rural life in his declining years, I suppose.
Well, it'd be nice for him if he fancies a small place.
It might be nice for him, but I've grave doubts as to whether it would be good for the children. And I happen to know he has no music.
That'd be a big blow to this place.
Thanks. That's a real compliment. And my husband also heard, and this... is between ourselves.
Oh, you can count on me, Miss Hawthorne.
That the post of organist, which is unpaid, of course, may therefore go to an amateur musician who'll drive from Milford every Sunday. Exactly when this person will rehearse the choir is a detail which does not appear to have been looked into.
A choir must practice.
As you well know. And there's another thing. Who is going to take an interest in the conversion of the old courthouse?
Isn't there a preservation order on it now?
Oh, yes. But that doesn't mean that any work will be done. With young Packy McGoldrick gone to England, there's no one with that kind of initiative.
Do you know what I think, Mrs. Hawthorne? And I wouldn't say this, only we're speaking in confidence. I think some lorry or truck will back into that courthouse one day when the driver's not looking in his mirror, accidentally, you know, and a lump of it will fall down and then the whole thing will have to be knocked and Mr. Doherty will find himself with a lovely new car park where he always wanted it.
Oh, well, I'm speechless. I can't believe anyone would act in so perfidious a fashion. We can't let it happen. Oh, there's my husband now. He was over in Rathmullen, presiding at the indigent sailors bringing by. Samuel! Mr. Gallagher's here. I'll just put on the kettle.
Bunnies and jellyfoos, eat bunnies from him.
Good evening, Mr. Gallagher. No, don't stir.
We're having a wee practice.
Do you know what I intended to say to you, but it skipped my mind? They'll be holding the annual harvest tea the week after I'm installed in Lochwinnock. It's an opportunity for my wife and I to get to know our new congregation.
That'll be very nice, Reverend. What do they harvest over there?
It's a root crop, I think, with broad green leaves. Would they be parsnips?
They could be beet.
Beet? Indeed. That's very interesting. I really ought to inquire. Beet. Well, at such a gathering, there is always an element of keeping in touch with former pastures.
That would be the grazing.
Grazing? Yes. And there should be someone present from those pastures, so to speak. Now, you are not a member of our flock, in the narrower sense, but I would be very pleased if you would come and sing a solo or two at the harvest tea.
Oh, I'd be honoured, Reverend. It's a long way, but
we could look into the reduced winter fares on the Stranraer Ferry.
I was saying to Mr. Gallagher that no one has the energy to take on the courthouse project since Packy McGoldrick went to Birmingham. I suppose there's no news of his coming back?
I don't think so, Mrs. They were saying around the town that he let down a few people.
He certainly let down the tidy villages, but I think there were some domestic pressures.
Well, I shouldn't be saying it, but I think Mr. Doherty wasn't too pleased at the way he took a liking to young Josie.
If you ask me, within the walls of this room, Mr. Doherty needs his head examined.
Examined? Oh, Vivian, isn't that a bit extreme?
Dominus of Obispum, et cum spiritu tuo.
Yeah, a man still bawling up there in the gallery. He's a voice that would cut corn. She's playing the organ, you know. She's not, It's a queer turn around, Stumpy. Of course, they're allowed into our church. When we have to get a dispensation to go into there. Ah, sure, who'd want to? You know what I'll do when she goes off to Scotland? What'll you do, Fonzie? Make a big donation to the altar fund. It'll be badly needed. I hear the late canon, the Lord of Mercy on his soul, left the parish finances in flitters. I have a terrible dread that Scotland may not be the end of her. Her people are still in her foe. She could hop across on the ferry and stop with them every time we have a meeting. She'll get out of the way of hopping when she has a queen of bairns in the manse.
Well, Well, he's well and truly on his last journey now.
Don't say it yet, Leah, till the grave's covered in.
Stop thinking of that, Muriel. Didn't the autopsy show he died of heart failure aggravated by acute emphysema and the natural deterioration of the tissues?
Well, do you think that other doctor noticed the little holes where Peg gave him the acupuncture?
Obviously he didn't. But if he did, it's the kind of thing an experienced doctor would overlook in the interest of what's right.
Peg's face was a study all through the night.
She'll put it behind herself now.
And I suppose she'll stay on for a bit at the presbytery to look after Father O'Flaherty. I wonder how he'd take to the acupuncture.
I wouldn't see Peg sticking pins in that pair of legs. By the same token, do you see Mr. Doherty has Father O'Flaherty by the ear? I don't think it's the rosary he's saying either. Oh, Mr. Gallagher, that was wonderful singing.
Thank you, Miss McCumkin.
I think I'll book you for my own funeral.
Oh, that won't be for a long time yet, please God. Do you know what I heard today? Parlophone definitely want me to record 2 devotional songs, 1 for each side of a record.
Isn't that amazing?
And do you know what? They want Mrs. Hawthorne to accompany me on the organ.
There'd be a big sale for them then.
Excuse me, I have to check if the 2 jars brought in from Milford knows where to direct the traffic.
But if she's to play the music for his record, how long will she be staying on here?
With luck, they'll record it across the water on the bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Oh, ready?
Ah, here's Fonzie.
Suppose the bishop will be going over to Swilly Arms for his tea.
Will the bishop be taking his tea in your place, Fonzie?
No, that young Father O'Flaherty is after inviting him up to the presbytery. And I noticed Miss Sweeney running on ahead.
Oh, that'll be a terrible embarrassment. I'm sure she hasn't as much as a current scone in the place.
She'll likely stop off at Hazlitt's for a brack.
Well, ladies, Father O'Flaherty's after telling me that he is taken over from the canon.
God rest him. Amen.
Temporarily, says he, but it's obvious he thinks the bishop will appoint him. He says someone will have to put the skids on of this parish.
The skids?
That's very vulgar.
Well, he's keen to get things going. Especially a monthly raffle with big prizes to get rid of the debt. And he didn't say no to selling off that piece of land at Drumskitterick. In fact, he was all for it.
The McFinney homestead.
All he wants is a few pounds quick to pay off the interest on the bank loan for something or other. The new baptismal font that Mr. McPhillips was to pay for only he died.
But did you tell him that McFinney Foundation was interested in the old cottage?
Oh, no.
Hmm?
I just said, client of mine.
There was a telegram from Maybell just before the Mass, and I left it down on the switchboard. I can't remember the exact wording, but the gist of it is she's bringing a posse of McFinneys to see the old homestead.
Well, there's no point.
There is point, Muriel. Hmm? It's not an opportunity we can let go by. Hundreds of Hoover fans coming to visit us every year, every week.
But how could we repair the house in time, Fonzie?
The answer, in the words of our new parish priest designate, is put the skids under it. The skids.
In Ballylennon by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonzie Doherty was played by T.P. McKenna. Vera McConkie was Stella McCusker, and Muriel McConkie, Margaret Darcy. The Reverend Samuel Hawthorne was Gerard Murphy, Mrs. Vivian Hawthorne, Anya McCartney, Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley, and Gard Gallagher, John Hewitt. Music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes. Ballylennon was directed in Belfast by Owen O'Callaghan.